right. People think it's funny spending all my money just to hear you fight. Baby, I can't say what you're doing is right. No, you can't say.
Sorriso alegra meu dia, boa inspiração põe poesia, povos nem ouvidem melodia, tão bom, mas me
me ajudou da mão passei. This is Libretti World Peace.
And this is Mandy B. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bird watching.
It's so funny whenever I've subbed for people and then brought a guest on the show and had someone else read that, they get so tongue-tied and confused.
And flustered.
So flustered. They're like, W1995. And I'm like, oh, you just have to read. It's right in front of us if you didn't know. Let's check out those listeners. Oh, nine. That's awesome. I feel as though we usually have 10, so someone dropped us this morning.
Hey, also, my mom didn't know we could see how many people were listening in, so I said, I don't know. We said something like slight. Oh, you dropped the Fisterhood on live air.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, "That's a little risky. Like, is she gonna piss off someone?" And I was like, "One, I don't think the Fisters would be bad.
Two, wouldn't. They don't even
and
know
two,
me.
And two, like, she. I was like, "There's absolutely no way they'd be listening."
Uh-uh.
And she was like, "How do you know?" And I was like, "Because we have 10 listeners." And she started dying. She was like, "Why do you even bother?" I was like,
"Claude, we love to hear ourselves speak."
Yeah. Funny enough, for those 9 people out there, we found a recording of our shows, so we can not only like remember the amazing music that we played.
Mm-hmm.
But we could also listen to ourselves speak.
And last week, we thought we had a particularly good show. So we, you know, casually re-listened to most of it the other night. And it was just as great as you remembered.
We're not the humblest of DJs.
Quote from Libretti. Listening to myself on the radio is one of my favorite things to do.
I said it was
something along those lines.
It was like cringy, and then I discovered I liked it.
I remember Lucy goes,
"This is the most narcissistic thing I've ever heard." We're doing research about ourselves. It's not narcissism.
We are.
Just keep telling yourself. I wrote a paper, the paper that I turned in yesterday. Happy finals week.
Happy finals week.
Y'all.
We didn't even have anyone even maybe want to come on the show.
No, Jazz.
This week.
Jazz piqued interest.
Oh, really?
It's our last one.
Yeah, no.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. But still, no. We've had a lot of guests recently. We just need to be chatting. But, Libretti, do you want to tell the listeners about that song we just listened to?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So yesterday, I was just, you know, the regular Uber back from Core Power Yoga.
Of course.
It was a pool to save the cha-ching, cha-ching.
Of course.
Nobody else was in the Ubs. And my guy was so friendly. When I first got in, he goes, "Ooh, that was hard, huh?" Because my face was bright red and I was dripping sweat. And I was like, it's a pretty good workout. And he was like, how long is it? 4 or 5 minutes? I was like, oh no, it's an hour.
It's a full hour,
dude.
Yeah.
And he was like, "It's good for burning the calories." I was like, oh my god, all right, dude, headphones in, like, we're straight to the destination. But then, you know, we were listening to the radio and I was, I don't know,
feeling chatty.
No, he struck up conversation.
Oh,
once again. I just sort of leaned in. What was it called?
You must always lean in.
We were listening to bedtime radio, and the radio DJ was like, if you like are just winding down for the night, or like you or just winding up. And I was like, oh god. But then I proceeded to ask him about music anyway, even though that
well, we are DJs now,
right? So I talked to him about like black Portuguese R&B, and he was like, if you like this, I have something for you. So that was who even Jorge Beijam, which means kisses in Portuguese. It was good.
It was. And if you want to know how that's spelled, it's D-J-O-D-J-E.
Oh, I'll throw a little... maybe we'll play another one of... another rec from this man's later.
Maybe.
Oh, okay. next up, we have Mighty River by Kawala. K-A-W-A-L-A.
It's an interesting song. It's more along the... It's not really in the same vibe as Portuguese
R&B.
R&B, but it's still good.
You mean it won't, like, lull you into your sexy dreams?
Definitely no sexy dreams with Mighty River.
All right.
But maybe, like a farm or something. Okay, here we go.
Mighty River, run, run, run. Away and pick up all the fish on your way. Mighty river, run, run, run through the day and save them from the great birds of prey. I'm okay now that I follow you. My heart shines a deep shade of blue. Know that I am close now. Know that I am close now to you. Ooh, ah, ooh. Mighty river, run, run, run away and pick up all the fish on your way. Mighty river, run, run, run through the day and save them from the great birds of prey. I'm okay now that I follow you. My heart shines a deep shade of blue. Know that I am closer now. Know that I am closer now to you. Oh, oh, oh. And hear me out for now. Even though you've got to go, even though you captured those astray, hear me now. I'm here and all I really want to say is never let imagination fade. Hear me out for now. Even though you've got to go, even though you kept your toes astray, hear me now. I'm here and all I really want to say is never let imagination stray. Mighty river, run, run, run away and pick up all the fish on your way. Mighty river, run, run, run through the day and save them from the great birds of prey. I'm okay now that I follow you. My heart shines a deep shade of blue. Know that I am closer now. Know that I am closer now to you.
Ooh, ah, ooh. Yeah, sure.
Just like your mother.
And we're back. So those are some chill vibes from Orion Sun and Mulch Mango Freestyle Process, released as a collection of fleeting moments and daydreams.
Whoa, that is a hell of a description.
Yeah, I agree.
Orion Sun came to Tufts on Saturday evening, and she was great. Also, Sydney Gish and somebody else.
Yeah,
there are two other bands.
By WMFO. Thank you, WMFO.
And Apple Jam. Yeah.
And Apple Jam.
Hot take. The two last artists at WMFO were better than the people who performed at Spring Fling, which was on Sunday.
Spring Fling was on Sunday, and I got physically angered by the performers at Spring Fling.
I thought that was going in a different direction.
I had a wonderful time at Spring Fling, don't get me wrong, because...
We both did.
We had such an amazing time, except, like, these singers are objectively horrendous. Also, I don't like rap, so that's a personal thing.
No, I like rap, and it's just, like, it's just not the vibe you're going for, I don't think.
I'm
going to hate how my voice just sounded when I said that. It's just not the mood. It's just not that vibe we're going for.
God. It's not our vibe, okay? We're cool because we have a radio show.
We are those girls now. We are.
Yeah.
Have you listened to this? Oh, no. Oh you haven't heard of them before?
Oh, it was just released, so I guess it would be hard for you.
Like, we'll give you a pass, I guess.
Yeah, I was... So, my sister's in town. Shout out to Bryn. She's probably not listening. But I went to go hang out with her last night, and I was with all of her other friends from Dartmouth who are also in the Boston area this term. And we were sitting, and Bryn was like, Amanda, are you around, like, for breakfast tomorrow, or do you want to, like, go work out with me? And I was like, oh, I can't. I have bird watching at 7, and then at 10:30 I'm going to the farm. And all these Dartmouth girls looked at me, and they're like, what is wrong with you? If you were wondering, I'm going to the farm because I'm working on a farm this summer for my internship. And I have to get acquainted with the ladies.
Land?
Oh. No, the ladies on the farm, because it's a program for the elderly.
No way.
So I'm meeting the ladies today, yeah.
No way. I'm so jealous.
Apparently, quote, they will take me in as one of their own. So I'm really excited.
I'm sure they will. I have no doubt about it. Also, like, can I meet them at some point?
Of course. Yeah. Okay. Every Thursday from 10:30 to 12, let's, like, these ladies meet.
No, at the end of the summer, let's, like, have them over.
Oh, yes, because I will have a home.
Yeah.
And Libretti will also have a home, thank God. There were some housing troubles this year for everyone.
It was a wild ride.
It was.
Wait.
We're still on the ride.
Oh, Mandy B, you forgot one crucial piece of your crunchiness these days.
Yes?
Your granola.
My granola.
Our main girl is a granola rep.
I am a granola rep. So, for those 9 people listening out here on Tufts campus, still 9, I thought we might have increased, but we haven't. I am a Boulder granola ambassador. So, if you are looking for granola, I may or may not have approximately 25 bags left in my room just for your taking.
They're sample size. No, they're like 2 meal size.
They're 2 1 breakfast. Meal, 2 snacks. I've decided.
Oh, okay. I plowed through one in a meal, too, so yeah. Don't worry about it.
I've definitely eaten one in a meal, like, along with the rest of a meal, so I have to tell myself that they're meal-sized.
Fun fact about Mandy B, granola is her favorite food.
It is, and Boulder is my favorite city, and so when the two came together in one mediocre product, I said I must get on board.
Yeah, the granola to be fair is like, it's like granola.
Yeah, it's such fine granola. Like I would choose other granola based on taste and texture, but but for aesthetics.
Yeah, their packaging is nice.
Mm-hmm. And the woman who is the owner who I was in contact with to get this bizarre little gig is named Diva. And I don't know how you pronounce it. It's D-I-V-A. And Diva. So I'm like, gonna go with Diva. But I just love that the owner of a granola company is called Diva.
You feel like it should be like, thee who walks through mm-hmm. rivers and leaves.
I do. Like Moon Wolf or something.
All right. Next we have Lainey, by and accompanied by some Medford smog producing buses. Healing Potpourri.
Oh, okay. Here we go, fam.
It's nothing like Moonwalker or any. It doesn't, you know, she doesn't own Granola Company.
Oh, okay. Oh, also, my dad said he wants more Portuguese R&B, so we'll get back to that, too. All right, here we go.
I got you, Scotty. I could tell you really weren't feeling it, Mandy.
I'm not a huge, like, Spanish song. Like, Despacito when that was huge. Okay, I was like, no, thank you.
Just to be clear, two very different vibes.
No, but just in general. Well, I guess it's hard for me to sing along to songs that aren't in English, which I know is super, like, just, like, xenophobic and, like, doesn't sound great. But I only speak the truth on the airwaves. So.
All right.
Anyway.
Maybe restrain that truth a little bit. No, don't restrain yourself ever.
Well, we have a special announcement that we've had to make for the past few weeks now. But here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is 9. Please tune in to WMFO 91.5 FM for Live Music Day.
Wait, also, we have WMFO celebrates 30 years! 30 years! That's crazy. Also, at
Sally O'Brien's. Where that is, I don't know.
Night one. Tonight.
What?
Yeah. Music starts at 7 p.m. Acoustic performances by... I don't know, a bunch of people.
Libretti, we must go.
I think we should. There will...
$10 at the door,
there will be cake.
Oh my god, and the picture is of this weird little man. So I hope he's there.
It's like someone, like, tapped on your, like, dad's, like, best friend from childhood who is, like, this twerpy Jewish man and just, like, hasn't gotten over it. Mm-hmm. And you tapped him on the shoulder at a bar mitzvah, and he's so excited to see you. And he's turned around. It's, like, exactly in that moment where he's like, oh, my God, that's my best friend's, like, daughter, and we're at a bar mitzvah. That's what he looks like. That's
the most incredible explanation I've ever heard for a more descriptive of any picture ever.
Also, our main man's does not own a suit for a bar mitzvah, so he's in his nicest polo sweater situation. Also, aww, the bar mitzvah photographer captured this moment, so his face is like, you know, like when the flash goes off of a professional photographer.
So his whole face is whited out. That happens to me often in pictures because of my pale skin.
The AFE photos. So last week we told you we had a plethora of formals.
We did.
AFE was, I could have left an hour earlier than our whole friend group did.
Yeah, I couldn't have left a minute earlier.
Yeah, I was exhausted.
I was my date and I had to be ripped away from the floor. The dance floor, we really did. They're like, you're going to miss last bus. I was like, we can Uber back later. They're like, no, you can't.
She and Owen, their commitment to the dance floor was incredible. It was enviable.
I agree.
And it was what's that word? You know what I'm saying.
I know. It's not amiable.
Or amorable, because
or
that's...
Or amicable. It is... Admirable.
Admirable. Round of applause for Mandy B.
Yay. Thank you. I did as well feel it was admirable.
The photos from that night are truly great. They showcase Mandy's excitement.
They do.
Very well.
Some
also, there's a...
Over-excitement.
Yeah, and they showcase my excitement, which was waning.
Yeah, but you could not tell in those pictures. No. There's one solo shot of Libretti just straight up strutting and tongue out.
Tongue is out, yeah.
I love it. I think it must be profile pictured.
Oh, it could, knowing myself.
It could. Like, even for like a week, I could see it. But yeah, it was a weird weekend. And now we're in finals and I'm just not ready to go.
Me neither.
I have my first final tomorrow. But then, yeah, it's okay. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
Libretti had a minor minute the other night where she was like, I'm going abroad in the fall. There's no other option for me because students can find housing. And I was like,
Yeah, and then I realized there's no way I am mentally prepared to be in Spain in September. Like,
yeah. You have to mentally prepare yourself to not be here for, like, a straight, like, 6 or 7 months.
Yeah.
Like, with summer. What is that? It's, like, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay, now maybe halfway I should through go January. Abroad
in the fall. I mean, the airwaves couldn't hear us for like seven and a half months.
Yeah, I may have had a crisis in like every area of my life for like 5 minutes right before I went to sleep, and then I just like shed a single tear and got over
she
it.
Shed a single tear. I asked if she wanted a hug, and she gave me a hug, and then she's like, I'm fine. And I was like, I know she's not fine. I'm not a very touchy person, and so I was really genuinely concerned.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
I love you.
You too. All right. And without further ado.
Just a really, really great banger coming your way.
Should you, honey, just put your sweet lips on my lips. We should just kiss like real people do.
Gone now. gone.
Alrighty. Hey. Hey there, stranger. Comma passenger.
Hey.
We got a PS. Oh, no, I'm not on.
Why?
Oh. Okay. Well, texting while driving prevention PSA coming at you live.
Yeah.
This message is... This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat of your life,
yeah.
Parentheses. And apologies if things are getting a little uncomfortable in your life, parentheses. How does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life?
Mm.
Is that random person yourself? Maybe. Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextsstoprex.org. Say that five times fast.
Stop text stops.
See, you absolutely can. / I'm also eating a banana right now, so.
Stop Rex, everybody.
Stoprex.org.
Don't do that to the fans. Yeah, so that was some bystander awareness, I guess. Seems kind of weird way to promote no texting and driving.
I thought it said Passover at first, and I was like, a Jewish PSA. Just be clear, if Jews. Anyone like doesn't know who I am, I'm Jewish, so...
So all these Jewish references are so, so
I can
fine.
Do that. Yeah, I can do it.
Like, she knows that exact uncle that she was referencing.
Yeah. I have one, in fact. Yeah. His name is Jimmy.
I don't really have... I kind of do.
But it's cousin Jimmy.
This is a shout-out to Uncle Mark. My dad has a group of, like, 5 buddies. They've all been friends since elementary school. They're all Jewish. And they're all... hilarious. Uncle Mark really tops them all. Haven't seen him in a while, so Dad, if you want to coordinate a smoking party dinner with him, perhaps we could make that a thing. A smoking party as in smoking meets everybody.
Oh, yeah. None of that good. No, devil's actually, lettuce. Though. Devil's lettuce. No, none of that.
None of that. We don't even want that.
A friend of ours...
Meat makes me high. Sorry, that just came out.
No, I mean, like, it does.
Uh-huh.
You just get, like, a giant, like...
I feel so bad.
I was going to say meat boner, but...
Uh-huh. We do.
Oh, it's so funny.
But, yeah, if I ever, like, have a friend that's a vegetarian, I'm sorry if I make you uncomfortable.
But she's going to get up in there with her... utensils, smoking utensils,
my tongs, bear claws to pull apart the pulled pork.
Oh, don't do me like that, yeah. Mandy.
Yeah, but speaking of bear claws, that's the name of a band, which is the favorite band of my friend Talon, whose birthday was yesterday. So shout out to Talon.
Oh, happy birthday, Talon.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him in so long, and I called him yesterday. He's just so cute and so stressed. But that's okay. I was like, how's your birthday? And he, like, works in, like, a kiln. And he was like...
Wait, for, like, pottery?
Mm-hmm. But, like, he's, like, a materials engineer. So, oh. Like, as part of their, like,
materials engineering.
Yeah, that was not part of like the vibe that I have been given from Talent at all, that he like goes into Color Me Mine once a week and like
I wish. He does love to craft, but no, this is very serious kiln work. And he was like, yeah, I got a bunch of clay on my shoes, so they're kind of ruined now. And I was like, happy birthday.
Oh, poor guy. Yeah. Well, maybe this next song will boost him up a little.
Perhaps. What are we playing?
May I Have This Dance.
Aw, okay.
It's a lot of fun. No, it's like an upbeat. It's not like...
Oh, for some reason I went right to High School Musical.
Oh, also it's not like Yo Daddy's wedding song.
Yo Daddy. I didn't think so. You wouldn't do the viewers like that.
another like Yo Mama, Yo Daddy reference. Mm-hmm. We had a carnival on...
Oh, we did. It was excellent. Monday?
Yeah, for the last day of classes. Oh, yeah. Mandy killed that carnival.
I did. I walked in and I said, I'm going to acquire as many free items as possible.
Wait, also, like, that clock is simply... Oh, no, it's not. My computer's 10 minutes behind. What?
Oh, no.
That's a problem. Anyway, but yeah, she got googly eyes for a...
A balloon hat.
Yeah, that's a confusing two things to put together, but they were basically just like these giant alien eyes, and they were bright green, so it was like vibrating off her hair.
I felt as though I peaked on Monday from 4 to 4:45.
Anyway, and there was also rides, and there was a Ferris wheel that was moving at an alarming pace.
So scary.
So I was like, that's not your mama's Ferris wheel.
It wasn't your mama's Ferris wheel. It was a great, great fair, though.
Yeah.
We all acquired tiny monkeys.
From a darts game.
That we all won because we have excellent aim and we are athletic.
Huzzah. Huzzah. And without further ado, may I have this dance?
Yeah, you can.
The ground we bury the seeds of a pantry, all the things we carry. Now we're down to our bare feet. May I have this dance? Can I say something crazy? I love. Looking for something concrete. You must have been born with two right feet. Said 1, 2, 1, 2, always on beat. I know you've been looking for something concrete. You must have been born with two right feet. You must have been born with two right feet. Said I love you more than your mother, more than you love yourself. May I have